Welcome to the Victor Collins Asabre podcast. We pray the Holy Spirit will speak to you and stir you up as you listen to this anointed, transformative, and down-to-earth teaching by Bishop Collins. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Enjoy the message.
So my message this morning is, if you love the Lord, we're going to talk about love. Love is such a beautiful thing, isn't it? Beautiful. So, if you love the Lord, you are doing the most important thing. If you love the Lord, you are doing the most important thing. Matthew chapter 22, verse 36. Now, many people think that you shouldn't love God. You shouldn't spend time with God. You shouldn't give God your attention, your time, and your energy. Many people scorn people who love God and give themselves. Many people kind of make you feel bad and wrong when you love God. In fact, when you love God, people think it's the church you love and it's the pastor you love. Especially the pastor. Yeah, many people interpret loving God as loving the pastor. In fact, people say bad things when you love God. Because when you love God, it's a poet are you here. When you love God, people don't see the reality in it. So when you love God, they think that they can't see who you love. Now, if you have a man and you love a man, people understand it. And it makes sense. And to human beings, things that don't make sense are not important. But remember, God is a spirit. And so most of the things that we do where God is concerned, Venetia, will not appeal to the mind. For example, if you say that, you know what, because of church, I won't take a job that keeps me Sunday working. People think that you're mad. In fact, you rather get excuses and reasons why you must work. Now, that is why Seven Great Principles, which is a book in a Macarius, is a very important book. Because you have to understand that all that we do here is more spiritual than physical. Mr. Richard, are you there? Beautiful. But you see, we are humans, or we are human beings. Justin, we are human beings. So we cannot comprehend things that we can't have a grip of, or we can't hold. Do you understand? Now, when the Bible says that Jehovah Jireh, God is our provider, it doesn't make sense to us unless you have the money in your pocket. God, who is a provider, doesn't mean anything to me. Until and unless the money is in your pocket. Unless you have it, it's very difficult to be, confident that your needs will be provided and you are a child of a rich God. Now, to explain it further, let's read John chapter 3. John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse 8. Let's start from 7. 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. This is Jesus. Very, very clear. Jesus is saying that which is born of flesh, the things that are natural are natural. The things that are supernatural are supernatural. In fact, there's a super to the natural if you look at the two words. What makes the natural different is the super. It means that there are things that are exalted or beyond natural comprehension or natural understanding. And so Jesus is talking to Nicodemus about being born again. And Nicodemus can't understand it because he a big man like Nicodemus, who's like a bishop or an apostle in the system, he's asking Jesus, should someone go back into his mother's womb and be born? I mean, a big man asking such a question. It means that people don't understand spiritual things, and that's what I'm talking about. Is somebody here? Good. So Jesus now tells him that if you want to talk about natural birth, people giving birth, going to the labor ward, giving birth, it's natural. I understand that. But there's also another birth that is also supernatural or spiritual. I remember one day I was casting out the devil. And the devil was saying that the girl I was casting out the devil from is his wife. And that she's pregnant with their child. But when I look at the girl, there's no sign of pregnancy. It was like a movie. When I started praying for the girl and casting out the devil, and then, you see, because of what the demon said, I said, okay, I want to assume myself as a gynecologist who wants to abort a baby. Right? So, I don't have any tools. I can't put gloves on my hands and go anywhere. But I have the power of the words in my mouth. So I said, okay, you and this girl can't marry no more. This is me, church member. I ain't married you to nobody. So use an illegal, use a zombie husband. Then I said, I break this covenant. And I abort the baby that is in her womb. Come and see how the girl opened her legs and began to push. Began to push. I'm telling you. It's that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Human beings are human, but the spirit is also spirit. And he goes on to tell him in verse 8 that the wind, Jesus begins to use the wind as an illustration. He says, the wind blows where it wants to blow, listeth, and you hear the sound of the wind, but you cannot tell where it's coming and where it's going. You can feel, if you feel the breeze, you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know whether it's going to Georgetown or it's going to the West Coast. But we feel it and we know the wind is around. He says, that is the same thing with somebody who is born of the Spirit, who is born again. It's not something that the human man can understand. That is why I'm saying that Seven Great Principles is an important book, because in the book you understand why people are saved and still do bad things. Courts, are you there? Is it working? Die. Yeah. You, from Seven Great Principles, you understand why, as a pastor of a church, you should not just judge people, relate with people, or scorn people. I don't know why scorn is in my mouth these days. Scorn. Scorn, that's the right word, right? Scorn. Scorn people based on the opposite of what they say they are. And the church, for that matter, the church looks down on people who say they are Christians, but they dance to this worldly music. The church looks down on people who sing in a choir, and then you see them at a club dancing. Are you there? When you see somebody in the worship stars, you see the person or the siwa with the bati rider, you say, "What? Is that sister?" Me go back to the church no more. No, you don't. You see, that is, you have to understand that what has happened to the lady who is born again and sings in the choir is spiritual. And the sister lives in the flesh. And the flesh likes bati rider. The flesh likes beer. The flesh likes Guinness. So it is now the sister's duty to allow the spirit that is new to drive away the things that the flesh likes. You hear from many people that we like quality, not quantity. What they mean is that they don't want a church that is big if the people in the church don't live a holy life. Wow. In every forest, there are animals. Yeah, and a different type of animals. So is a church that is going to be big. You have all kinds of people and behaviors. We rather should do what God wants us to do, to love people. That's the key. In even that same way, when you love somebody who people don't think is a good person to love, you are even looked at in a certain way. Yeah. People talk about you. If you have a wife who is some way, if you have a husband who is some way, people will say because we look at the fault of the person. We are people who are we are inclined to love and tolerate people who are perfect, who don't exist. So in a church, you will be making a very big mistake if you don't understand the type of people who come to church. If the person is good already, they will not come here. People who come here are people who God wants to work on. And it takes time. It takes time. It takes time. For example, I saw Nafisa, the lady who was dancing. I saw her on March Day post her dressing on whatever. If I look at her dressing, she will never dance here anymore. Yeah, we can put it on the screen. You can see it if you like. If I look at her costume on March Day, Nafisa, you will never dance here anymore. This is holy ground. But she's dancing because she's going through a process. And the process, because of the process, we will not disqualify her from doing what she thinks she can do to serve God and to worship God. Is somebody listening to what I'm talking about? And this must be the mindset of everybody who comes here. Not just my mindset. Because if I come into your life, I'll find something that is not right. Praise, thank you for that. if I put a microscope on you right now, I will find something. In fact, a prophet said it. prophet said it. And if you don't understand, sperms, right? Sperms take 72 hours to die in a human being. Conrad, it means that whenever you engage in sexual intercourse, the sperms that are ejaculated into you, or when the man breaks, the thing that comes up inside of you. I'm girl. that thing that makes you pregnant. It takes 72 hours, that is 3 days, before it's powerless, right? It can fertilize an egg up to 3 days. After 3 days, it doesn't have the power anymore. So it means that if we are looking at people who are fornicated and who shouldn't come to church, we can't look at your face because you came from your boyfriend's place last night to church. It means that the sperms are inside of you. They're actually 24 hours. They're the next 2 days. So you shouldn't be sitting in a church, even though your face looks so good. One day, a church member of mine went to fornicate and she got pregnant. And the mindset that I had, and we all grow. I'm growing. Abigail, if you don't grow in our mindset, we can't have people in the church. Oh. Those correct people, where are they? Ghana is full of wicked people. If we want a church, that's what we preach every Sunday. It's a process. This is a factory. How do you expect products that are finished to come into the factory? No, it is people out who in the church who are being worked on to become perfect, to go out there and do something better. This is the factory of the Lord. So one day, a church member of mine got pregnant, herself pregnant. I'd never seen any boyfriend yet. Then she went to fornicate. Because I've not seen a boyfriend, so it's fornication. Naila, you understand that? If there's no boyfriend and you get pregnant, it means you fornicated. And you need to go to hell. You won't go to hell. Heaven. All right, good. So, when somebody fornicates, in those days, that's about almost 30 years ago, you should not be in a church. You should not be close to a pastor because you are sinful. But this person was my treasurer and the only member in the church. Faithful. When we go to church and nobody comes, it's me and her. She's in the church up to today. She lives in England. She goes to one of our churches in England up to today. Since 1995. Yeah. So I called prophet. I said, prophet, I have a case. He said, your call is, go ahead. I said, you know, and prophet knew her. So I said, you know this lady? He said, yeah. He said, she told me that she's pregnant. It means you know man yet. So, you know what we do to fornicators? That he laughed. I said, what do you think? I want to discipline her. I want to put her outside the church. What do you think? That he laughed. He said, Collins, if you are a man of God, why didn't you see when a man was sexy? To stop the fornication. Since you are so powerful, to stop the pregnancy. Then I began to say, okay, it makes sense. So he said, it is because she told you. All of a sudden she told you, now you're a man of God. You want to act? You want to discipline? He said, left she. I said, for truth? He said, yeah, left she. I said, man, this thing is very foreign to me. Just like what I'm preaching, I'm talking about, is foreign to you. You see, we are not saying that you should continue to do the things you are doing. What we are saying is that we will give you room and give you chance to make mistakes, to be able to do the things that we don't expect you to do, but we will still love you and hope and believe that one day you'll change for the better. That's what we are talking about. So you can bring your girlfriend to church. It's okay. In fact, Dr. Cho said, even if you want to smoke, we'll give you ashtray right here. We'll put a coffee table next to you and give you ashtray. You can smoke while I'm preaching. Yeah. Calvin will give you lighter also. Our expectation is wrong. Asana, our expectation is wrong. We do things and we hide. It makes people hide. It makes people pretend and become hypocritical. Because the expectation is too high. We don't give room for people to make mistakes. When they make a mistake, you mash them just like that. stone him. That's why when the woman was caught in adultery, Jesus said, the person who has never done anything wrong should be the first person to cast the stone. Again, understand that we are not promoting. Somebody will hear what I'm saying and say, oh, he's promoting sin. You are a baby pastor. You're a baby preacher. God loved us even before we even got to know he loved us. He died for us even before we accepted that he's the savior of the world. How much more people who have believed and are trying? Leon, when you have this mindset, you bring two buses of people. Yeah. You won't get frustrated. You won't get frustrated. It's okay. You know, it's okay. Father, have mercy on this boy, Lord Jesus. Okay, all right. God bless you. But Sunday we'll go to church anyway, okay? Don't worry. Sunday. That's it. One day, you see that the coin will flip. Because you and me are not the ones who are changing people. It's God who's changing people. Hallelujah. So, loving God is like loving a wind. Who loves a wind? I want to love a girl. I want to love a boy. I want to love a man. I want to love food. I want to love going out. I want to love something that you can relate with. Tangible, something substantial. That's why faith is the substance of things hoped for. Because the things that you hope for, there is no substance. I want to fly a helicopter. What makes that a real thing is your faith. It brings the helicopter from the dream world into reality. So when you love the Lord, people think that you are wasting your time. Hardly will people take a job that offers a lot of money and keep them away from church. Hardly will people refuse such a job. If you refuse it for a less paid job that gives you time to serve the Lord, people will say that you end up on nothing. You won't go nowhere. You stupidy. I said this, and I said it yesterday when I was preaching somewhere, and I'm going to say it again, that I don't do any business. I am not paying anybody installment for anything I own. I just preach. Nobody works in a place and then something else is giving them money. It's the work you're doing. That's where your feeding comes from. The only reason why you're not getting fed from that place is that you are lazy, or you are not doing a good job, or your working hours is not enough to get you a reasonable something. You're not going to work. Yeah. I'm not. I feel so blessed. I'm not paying anybody for anything I own in my life. At the end of the month, when I get my salary, I say, hey, okay, Yokohama, 20,000. iPad, 5,000. Box hand, 2,000. I'm my own box hand. I don't have them. I don't have devourers. Yeah. Sharp lady, sharp man, Reverend Calvin, Lee Pastor Karen. Nah. Slade, is that you? Is it working? Beautiful. So I want you to understand that if you love the Lord, you are doing the most important thing. The most important things are done. People don't see important things. If you see foundations that are holding buildings, you don't even notice that foundation. All you see is the buildings. All you see is the buildings. You don't see the foundation. So the foundation almost doesn't matter. But do you know the energy? I pass by some places, they are doing foundations. You should see the steel. You should see the time they are spending on the foundation. When you go and see the building, they say, wow, it's a nice building. But what you don't understand is what is down there in the ground. For example, when you see somebody doing well or prospering, you don't even know why or how. Do you get it?
Yeah.
You know Pastor Shane Smith from Glory Light, Pleasance. You know, he came here last year for church growth, if it's possible. You see, some of these names and titles, they are all very divine.
Yeah.
Just that name attracted him. He came here. His ministry has changed. Yeah. He invited a friend from Barbados to come and do some preaching for him. They want to come and see this place tomorrow. It's like a tourist site. And I was saying that, I was telling G, Charlie, this place shouldn't be a tourist site to a white elephant. We need human beings to be from the beginning to the end of the hall. So that it's not like it's a big place and there's nobody there. We don't want that kind of image. And so we should sit up and appreciate the space God has given to us. Because God knows that we can fill this place. That's why he gave us this space. He knows it. He knows it. He knows it. If you love the Lord, you are doing one of the most important things. Forget about people who say, ah, you going to the back there? At the back there? They call it at the back there. the vocabulary, the language, the description, it makes you feel like you are doing something awkward. The back there? Till at the back there? So late? At the back there? Karen, why? You didn't sleep or something? Look at you sleeping. Hallelujah. Yeah. So they say, when you give money when you give offering to God, the church is taking your money. This is a scam. The church is taking your money. The pastor is taking your money. People make you look and feel so wrong and stupid because they cannot understand why you are loving the wind. Because to them, it's the wind you are loving. And because they can't see the wind, they say it's the church. They say it's the pastor. They say it's the African man. Master. Matthew chapter 22 verse 36. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Which is the great commandment in the law? Wow. What would be your answer? It's a very important question. Jesus is being asked, what is the greatest out of all the commandments in the Bible? Do this, do that, do this, do that, do that. Which one is the greatest? Go to school and earn a lot of money. Let's hear what Jesus said. The next verse. Jesus said, the greatest commandment, the most important thing ever written of all the letters and the words from Genesis to Revelation, the most important, the one and only thing that you can do, that I, Jesus, the Son of God, know it is important, is that you shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart. Many people love God with half of their heart. Half? Is it possible? Oh, yes. It is possible because when it's half, it means that you are not fully committed. There are other things that take your time and energy, not just God. So when those things come up, you are likely to push the things of God in the church on the side. You will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Shall I break it down? The next verse, I'll come back to this, says, this is the first and great commandment. Before we go to 37 again, first things are very important. Okay, many people don't credit first things. If somebody is a first child, you are a second child, the first is older. There's something about first children. There's something about first love. There's something about your first this, my first. Things that are first qualified are very important. That somebody brought first in the class. The person is brighter than everybody else in the class. That's why they brought first, and you brought 20th. I hope you don't bring 20th. Greenwich. It's the first and great commandment. But if you go to verse 37, we are talking about if you love the Lord, you are doing the most important thing. Now, see how the Bible talks about loving the Lord, not just with your heart, but also with your soul. And then with your mind. Now, King Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 4 that guard your heart. Jerry, guard your heart with all diligence. Keep your heart with all diligence. For out of your heart are the issues of life. Issues come from a person's heart. So if your heart, if you love God with your heart, it means that the issues around your life will only be that of God's. Let's look at it this way. If the water supply in your house is contaminated, your bathroom, your kitchen, your toilet, all the water that flows through those pipes and you have access to will also be contaminated. Your heart is like the water source, the GWI, or the polytank you have in your house. If a rat dies in your polytank, you see, you'll be brushing your teeth with the water, you'll be like, So the polytank is like the heart. What is in the heart is what affects your life. So if God is in your heart, your life will be God. It will be church. It will be the Bible. It will be Christianity. It will be preaching. It will be praying. You will not have time for other things. Then he says, not just your heart, which is the source of your life, but also your soul. Now, before I forget, God does not want to share your heart with anybody. Derek, is it working? It's not working for some people this morning. I had to work. God is like your man. He doesn't want to share you with nobody. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
No woman wants to share any man with nobody. You scratch each other like cats are scratching each other. It's something we got from God. Yeah, we got it from somewhere. You are from somewhere. You look like somebody. Your character and behavior is from somewhere. Yeah. Wasn't me, I was telling this morning,
You know, about her girl is you. She was saying something about her daughter. I said, are you talking long? Who do you think she looks like? He said, oh, but she doesn't think she was like that. I said, get rid of yourself. Yeah, she's just like you. Just like you. Yeah. Like daughter, like mother, like daughter. Yeah. It's not that you're born again, so you think that you're not like that. You are still like that. Yeah, apple don't make grapes. I hear that. So, you serve God with all your heart. You can't divide it. It is based on that. That is why, you know, in the church and we as pastors and leaders, sometimes we say, you know what? You can't have a boy when you are a Christian. Not because you enjoy breaking and we don't want you to enjoy breaking.
Pastor Shane said yesterday, it's good you didn't bring Michaelis with this man. Because the two of them in one place is problems. Joshua and him too is also another combination. Yeah. He's the heart of the thing. It's good to have people like that around, isn't it? Otherwise the church would be boring. Some of you don't see anything. Yeah, even if it's a funny cry, you don't see anything. Yeah, you don't even smile. Stiff like Akima. Hey, if you have Akimas around, the church will be a very dead place. Go in and skin her teeth. Stiff up. You're stiff up. So we need Calvins around. Yeah, who bring joy. Joshua's. Joshua's when he's in a good mood. When he's not in a good mood, can't get his own. Yeah. When Akima doesn't feed him, you can't get him to make jokes. Hallelujah. The heart, God doesn't want to share it with anybody. That is why those of us who God has called to lead you, we tell you that no matter the situation, no matter who it is, it can be a man God. Put he aside. Put she aside. Because it is so wrong, and you find out later on that you wasted your time and you made a wrong choice. You can't serve God and anybody else. But you see, when you're a child and you don't understand, that's how we give you room to find it out for yourself. Because you will not even understand what we say. That's why the prodigal son and the father didn't tell him. It is not recorded that he told him not to go. He just allowed him. But he knew. That's why he was always looking out. He was always looking out. He was always looking out. He knew that it was just a matter of time. This guy will come. Even $1 he wouldn't have when he's coming back. He knew he wasn't prepared for the world. He knew that he is not groomed for the world. He knew that all the things that he's getting, he didn't work for it. So just as he got it so easy, so is going to go. But he didn't bother to explain it because when people don't understand things, you shouldn't talk too much. Francis. God does not want to share your heart with anybody. I'm saying that is why we tell you, don't have a boyfriend, don't have a girlfriend, don't take a job that takes you away from church, don't this, don't. That's the reason why, because God is not happy with people who share him with somebody else. Samuel. Now he says that you love the Lord thy God with all your soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. If you understand this verse, you realize that there's no part of you left to love a job or anything after you decide to do this, loving God. There's no space. In fact, there's even an overemphasis of the mind. Because the mind is in the soul,
and then he brings the mind in again. It means that what you should be thinking about constantly is God. So your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. It means that in your mind, God is in your mind. Is it God who is in your mind now? And some of you, as you are listening to me, your mind is drifting. Your mind is in town. Your mind is at home. Your mind is after church. Your mind is after when the service ends. That's where your mind is at. Your mind is at yesterday and last night. But loving God means that it is the heart, not just the heart, but also your mind is on Him. They're not just your mind, your will. It means that whenever things of God comes up, you use your decision-making power to decide on the side of God, to be on God's side. You use your will to decide that I will be on God's side because I love Him. God is full in my will. That I will not decide anything against God. I will not choose anybody above God. I will not give my time to anything above God. It is in your will. That's where you decide. Your will is the place where you make decisions. Then your emotions, which is part of your soul. Your emotions is how you manifest what is in your heart, what is in your mind, and what is it? You manifest that. So David says that, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. He says, and I will dwell in your house forever. The manifestations of his behavior and his attitude was that he will be in God's presence all the time. Because it's not just the attitude. It is coming from the heart. It has affected the will. That there's no discussion about what to do with my time. That is why I say that many of you should really check whether you love God or not. Because the fact that you come here once a week, you don't offer your free time to do anything around here, it questions the level of your love for God. The reason why people even say that you love God, but it's not God you love, they can't even see that. The reason, also the same reason why, when you love God, you love coming together with His people. When you love God, you love spending time in the church. When you love God, you love doing something in the church. When you love God, you love keeping the place in a certain way. The love for God is also manifested in all these things. It is the issues of your life. So when your leader, who knows a little more than you, sees that in your manifestations in your life, your time, your money, your energy, he doesn't see any of it being channeled into the things of God, he questions about your love for God, and he talks about it, because it's like a disease that has to be healed and cured. Because the greatest thing to do in this world is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And people who do that, they are different. People who do that, God sees them different. God treats them different. They experience God in a different way. God said, David is a man after my heart. When God loves you, he's biased where you are concerned. Oh yeah, when you do things, he just overlooks it. Is that all we do? When we love somebody, I say, girl, you stupid. You taking out them things from that man? They say love is blind. I don't know whether love has eyes. But we say that love is blind. Yeah, he'll cough you, but you'll still be with him. He'll slap you, but you'll still be with him. He'll give you money, but you'll still be with him. Of all the mouth you have, you're still with him. You're still with her. You're not leaving. Yes. If you leave, they will know that you're serious. Love, because of love, you are not doing all these things. In the same way, we expect, and God expects, that you also be connected with Him through thick and thin. If you love the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, you are doing the most important thing
in your life. Stand to your feet. God bless you.
For booking and more information on the ministry of Victor Collins, please call us on 592-691-5301 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. God richly bless you.